Page 23 of the bill, there is a Senator Dibble provision, and that was part of Senate File 1226. And what that does is it sets up a transportation access panel that is going to work inside the Department of Transportation to help coordinate expenses and rides and everything else for transit. It's actually something that MnDOT is has loosely cobbled together already. All this does is it just puts into statute the process that they're using. The money was carried in the finance bill, and there's some legislative members on this council. It says that if all four have $1,500 worth of expenses, the cost of this is about $6,000. That can be absorbed within the legislative budget, but the rest of it is all paid out of the Trunk Highway Fund.
Senator Clark has the A1 amendment.
That just changed the appointment process of the...
Yeah, we had an appointment process that was different than what... does that just say that it's the Committee on Committees? Okay, great. Okay.
So let's use it in that form first. On the Clark motion, the A1
say what you and I talked about.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, motion passes. Okay, now on the merits. Do you want this, and how long does it last, Senator Murphy?
Expires
in 2013, okay?
Yeah, and by that time, I think that the council should probably have a pretty good idea on how to, you know, continue the process without having a council. But like I said, MnDOT is, they're kind of loosely doing this right now, and all this does is just firm up what we continue to do. It's good policy, makes sense. It's aimed in the right direction, because right now what we have going on is we have all these smaller groups, especially in greater Minnesota, that are providing transit services. And it might be like the Goodhue County Veterans Service Officer, and then the Red Cross might have a van, and then the hospital might have one, and they're kind of crossing over each other's paths every day. And instead of doing that, just have this council help put together a plan so that all of these transportation agencies, whether they're public or private, can talk to each other. It would just make sense, and it would reduce the overall cost. Because if you can pick a person up between point A and point B and deliver them while you're going through there, and then like the Red Cross van doesn't have to go, well, then the Red Cross has saved that money of that trip. And then the same thing would go in reverse.
Okay, Senator Clark moves at 7. Any discussion?
Well, Senator Clark.
Oh, okay. Senator Clark moves that House File 928 as amended and recommended to pass. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion adopted. Let's do the Lynch one before we do these resolutions.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members.
Thank you, Senator. We're also going to consider the deal resolution on horse, which is something or other.
Well, I've been in the
horse
in China for a few years.
Horse processing, so Senator Dill, we should let him know. Senator Lynch, Senate Bill 986. Members, the situation is we have all of our mandate relief items in Senate File 2, I believe. The House has not a companion 3, Senate File 3. The House has not a companion for that. We kept all the individual mandate bills, mandate relief bills in our committee. One of those is Senate File 986. The House is moving the companion to 986, and temporarily, we're willing to move this bill out of this committee, although my preference is to make sure whatever the House wants to do, they're going to do it on Senate File 3. That's my preference. But today, I'm willing to move out Senate File 986 to kind of keep the ball going.
Yeah. 7 years.
Mr. Chair, that sounds like a...
Okay. Senator Clark moves Senate File 986. We recommend it pass. Or just be. Did we pass all the merits of this?
Yes.
So there's nothing in here we haven't already voted yes on?
That's correct.
Okay,
Mr.
so
Chair.
Senate File 986, we recommend it pass. Discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion carries. Thank you, Sarah Lynch.
Thank you.
Sarah Shy. Members, they've broken me down. We have four resolutions today. But there is going to be a pattern on these four resolutions. Sarah Shy.
Mr. Chairman, it's the first one in 23 years of serving in the Minnesota legislature that I've ever come forward with a resolution.
The pattern is apparently that the NCSL and the Council of State Governments and everybody and their sister is for these resolutions. So they had to go through a process. They're not just resolutions being offered by individual members of the Minnesota State.
All of these, sir?
Senator Shy.
And Mr. Chairman, and it's not congratulatory. So, yes. This has to do with letting our congressional delegation know that our legislature feels very strongly that we continue to be the regulator of insurance. The states continue to be. We've had the discussion in the past in the legislature 2 or 3 years ago when we talked about a compact and an interstate compact, because it's absolutely, insurance needs to be more uniformly regulated, if you would. There are some things about insurance that should move more smoothly, and the feds really would like to take it over.
And Senator Shine?
They really, yes.
A mere phone call to our congressional delegation is not as potent as joining other NCSL states in sending a resolution forward.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. NCSL, NCOIL, which is the insurance legislators, and the CSG have all endorsed this resolution.
And it's passing another state.
Yes, yes, they are. And this has the, obviously, the impact is, if I call them, they don't care, but if the Minnesota Senate and House, you know, send them a resolution, hopefully they'll care more. If anybody's here familiar with HAVA, the Help America Vote Act, that our congressional delegation just walked down the primrose path and passed and voted for, not knowing that it was setting back Minnesota election law, and we had to fight our way back to get to where we are. You know, we should care about what they're doing, and they did not do such a good job of regulating the financial industry, as you may be aware.
Senator Metzen.
So I do have an amendment.
Senate file.
I have an amendment, Mr. Chairman.
You have an amendment?
Yes. The A1. The numbers have changed, and so I think
you're not doing something different than all the NCSL states.
No, these are Minnesota numbers. This is pointing out to our delegation what this means in terms of an impact on dollars on our state.
There's the A1 amendment. Do members have that? Changes 348
to
346.
I'll move that.
Benson moves the A1. Discussion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion adopted.
Move the bill as
Senator Metzen moves the resolution. Senate Bill 1778 as amended. Recommend to pass. Discussion?
Aye.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion adopted.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. They probably won't see me back with a resolution again, I can tell.
Thank you, Senator Shine.
Thank you.
You know, it's valuable work that you're working on there.
I try.
Senator Ress, 1708, is also an issue related to NCSL, CSG. Is everybody kind of working on this, Senator Ress?
Mr. Chairman, yes, they are. There is a resolution urging Congress to pass the Main Street Fairness Act, which is a bill that would allow the court cases that started in 1967 about collecting sales tax from out-of-state vendors they didn't have nexus and or a connection in the states where sales were made. In the early 1990s, there began to be a movement to streamline the administration of tax systems across the country, because that was one of the major objections of Congress and retailers to allowing that to happen. That was too complicated. Minnesota is one of 23 states that belongs to the streamlined sales tax agreement. In 1989, 10 years ago, it was appointed to the NCSL Executive Task Force on Electronic Commerce, and This is a proposal that's being sent out, a resolution being sent out to all the states, the 23 states that are part of Streamline, to get them to endorse the legislation which is to be soon introduced into bipartisan legislation to be introduced in the in Congress. There have been attempts before. We're hoping this time it will be successful.
Questions? Senator Sinjin.
Thank you, Chair Senator Rust. This is one thing, just to make sure I know, what is Streamline Sales Tax?
Streamline Sales Tax is an agreement among the states to certain standards of administration of a sales tax system within their state. It, in particular, agrees on definitions of items, so that has nothing to do with the rate you impose or what you tax, only that the definitions, and this is what the vendors and retailers have requested, that the definitions of those items are identical state from state, and those have been negotiated over time. So, for example, there's a product called Twix. Maybe you're familiar with it. There was a long time debate of whether it was candy or a cookie. If it was a cookie, it was food. If it was candy, it was not. And that is an insignificant issue, but that's the kind of things that they worked around, so that every state that taxes food would agree that Twix is food rather than something other than food, and candy is not food.
Twix is food.
Isn't it candy?
I said it's an arbitrary decision, but they agree on it. And I'm just using the most absurd example to get that across. So the Streamlined Sales Tax states agree on definitions, so that at the point at which they would be able to tax currently out-of-state vendors, the retailers know what items are taxed and what items are not, because every state that agrees to that has the same definitions for clothing, paper goods, whatever.
Senator Bach moves that Senate File 1708 be recommended to pass. Discussion.
Re-election bill.
And all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion out.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
And members, while we're waiting for Senator Dole to come up, Mr. Watson, refresh our memory. These are memorializations to Congress, so they pass just like bills. The House would have to pass this too. And the governor would sign, and then it would go to Congress. So it's not like just sending something from the state senate. These are memorializations. So this is a really difficult process. Got to get the House to pass it to Senator Dahl.
Mr. Chair, members, Senate File 358 is a resolution, and only been here a short time, but I guess there's Mr. Chair, you have an aversion to resolutions, but anyway.
Excuse me, it's a long-held tradition by the Rules Committee Chair.
And that's fine. So what this is, and it's been a while since I've looked at this, but this is a resolution that that asks Congress not to reauthorize the No Child Left Behind Act in its current form. And much of the resolution spells out some specific concerns that we have as the state of Minnesota. I also know that over 80 school districts, and this was about a month and a half, 2 months ago, over 80 school districts have also signed a federal advocacy resolution, and a lot of their concerns are similar to what's in the resolution that I put before you. It's fairly timely because right now, you probably read the Star Tribune, Obama's education secretary is on a listening tour talking about No Child Left Behind and its reauthorization, trying to get input from school districts, and we were trying to figure out how many states he was going to, but just mentions a couple of examples, a couple of the concerns. So lots of whereases, but You know, a lot of it has to do with concerns about how we're testing and the flexibility that states have, and obviously the lack of funding to for follow-through, how students with disabilities are tested.
Excellent. Senator Clark moves. Senator Clark moves that Senate File 358 be recommended to pass. Questions?
Hey.
Any questions? On the Clark motion.
Got to lighten up a little bit.
On the Clark motion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Thank you.
Senator
Dahl. I'm wondering where Senator Metzen's light attitude was this morning in taxes when Senator Langseth offered an amendment to his bill. He didn't seem very lighthearted this morning.
He's a little testy.
Yeah, he's
get the pride.
Thanks.
Thank you, Senator.
His disposition is improving over the course of the day.
You thought it was not that good this morning.
It was an act of desperation.
Senator Langseth, his homes have been flooded away, Senator Metzen. We're trying to provide them some property tax.
I tried to tell you this morning, but apparently you weren't listening. It wasn't the issue, Mr. Chairman of the Powerful Tax Committee. It was the way of...
No, they got that wrong. It's the powerful chairman of the tax committee.
A powerful chairman. I think you ought to extend a little courtesy to a guy that's working on something in 5 months and just say, this brick is going to fall on your head this morning.
Well, I thought considering I'm an author on the bill with you, I thought I'd get a little courtesy on what's
going to Mr. Chairman, would you rule him out of order?
Let's
bring up the Vandenberg resolution.
Well, why don't we talk about the Vandenberg resolution?
No, I'm sorry.
Well, we're waiting for Senator Dills to come before us. And I think Senator Dills on his
way. I want to put your highway amendment on my bill.
Just, I would ask, is there something about the Vandenberg resolution?
I came in a hurry.
Is there something about the Vandenberg
resolution? It's on that red piece.
I
was not comfortable with
that. I mean, I'll hear it.
It's the middle of a meeting before I realized.
Well, I don't know
what some of us have spent a lot of time looking at this cabinet and seeing how we might facilitate that.
Yeah. You know, you're pretty powerful.
Sarah Langseth, this would be a good time to talk to us about if we were to ever be on our capital. What isn't one of the possibilities that the entire Senate would be moved to the Capitol? Or is that not a possibility?
Well, that major renovation that they were talking about, I think, would have done that. But the house, you couldn't get the body on anything. And I think that a very kind of minor renovation, I don't think...
Would not accommodate Senator Vandenberg's hope that the minority would be in the Capitol. Okay?
You know, the remodeling, the way it was proposed, would have had everybody over.
Was it $230 million, or what was the number?
Yes.
250.
Why didn't
you
do
it?
We have
there's tradespeople need work.
It's a jealousy on the house.
Let's take a look at it.
Put that in my bill?
We get a whole extra floor. Let's do it.
Let's see if we can process this. Senator Dill has asked me several times if this would be a possibility. And this is in that category of the NCSL, CSG. He had a whole list of like 10 organizations or national organizations that are working on this issue. And this memorializes Congress to oppose federal legislation that interferes with the state's ability to directly transport and process horses. So this apparently is along the same lines as the SHI, which was federal taking over some of the things that the states have had the opportunity to do over here. Senator Langseth, do you know anything about...
Do you like horses?
Is there a movement to... at the federal level to preempt state's authority over some of this?
I think they have.
They already have.
In fact, because of the recession, many people can no longer afford to keep their horses, so they want to dispose of them. In some places, they've literally let them loose, and some want to sell them. And the result is that the horses are being, I believe, exported to Mexico, where they have processed.
Okay, so we'll talk about it in a few minutes here. But I think from my perspective, regardless of the merits of it, it does fit that category of kind of a national movement to the NCSL and everybody else.
Absolutely.
which I was amazed when he showed me the list, because when he first brought it up to me, I said, oh, Senator Dill, you know. And he says, no, it's okay. And then he came over and had this long list of, don't see this at all. The National First Readers and
Farm Bureau, Farm Union.
So I think we should, if he's on his way over, we should do the courtesy of the
meeting. 5 to 5. You can count.
What do you want, horses? You want to, that's kind of a horsey resolution.
Well, you know, he's from South St. Paul.
We never had horses. We had hogs, sheep.
We're going to wait for some review.
You're going to wait for him.
You can, if you need to leave, you can.
I don't need to, but I'm going to. That's okay.
And then let me get a report from my staff. Apparently there are some late bills that people have asked. Why don't we, if we have a list, why don't we just make sure the minority knows what those possibilities are. I have not looked at any of these.
I have a list in my office, and I can grab them. Yep, the time I know is a highlighted list.
We'll take a look at that. I have not looked at it myself, but presumably these are bills that somebody has a House bill over there, some conference committee, and members are again looking for ways to process this position. What else does the Rules Committee have before it left? Do we have anything else vote now? Is this the end of the resolutions, hopefully?
Hopefully. Yes, it should be. And then we will have possibly a couple bills out this I know Senator Bergwin has a bill that she needs to.
And then I think, I don't know, do we have a bunch of appointments? Does the Rules Committee have to do anything like that before we do?
No, I think we decided we can do this all.
And then, Senator Senjum, there perhaps will be, because even though theoretically we're going to be moving out of here pretty easily by passing conference committee reports and the governor will sign them all, if for some reason it doesn't quite go that smoothly, we probably will be having vehicles show up here, moving vehicles. One of the things that is going on, even under a smooth situation, is, as an example, Senator Bott would like to move all the non-controversial kind of member stuff as a separate tax bill to the governor so that he hopefully could sign that, even if he can't sign the entire budget. And I think Senator Bergwin is thinking about something like that also. Stump might be thinking about something. So the idea would be, let's get whatever we can get to the governor that he would be comfortable with, and then just narrow down. And so in that instance, we might have the Rules Committee trying to provide some vehicles for that. And of course, since Senator Metzen isn't here, I need you all to help. Oops, Fox here. I won't bring up my redistricting bill. I can't lobby for my redistricting.
I thought I heard you pass it already.
Well, it's on the floor, but I'm not going to get 34 votes. I'll be working with my reform-minded colleagues in the other caucus to see if we can't. Because, as you can tell, I'm having trouble with some of the thoughtful members of this majority caucus.
Maybe even better.
Senator Alexis, I did say thoughtful members of the majority.
Usurping the power of the legislature.
Yeah, that's right. Just handing it over to you.
Well, what do you think, Senator Senjum? Do you move Senate File 133?
I will sure move the horse bill.
Senate File 133 is moved by Senator Senjum. discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion. Meeting adjourned. Tell Senator Dill, sorry. I think he'll be okay.
He'll get a chance.
I think he'll be glad we did
lobby all of
us. He's
probably lobbying this on the way over.
Peter, sorry, I broke down. Four resolutions. Think of those tenacious members that kept coming.
That's right.
Where were we meeting?